This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. One of my favorite preachers was Pastor David Burnham, who worked with professional athletes and was featured on Day of Discovery broadcasts throughout America. Burnham pastored a church in Akron, Ohio, where I grew up. Early in his preaching career, he had the difficult task of presiding at his own father's funeral, and I've had that privilege as well. Burnham's father had bestowed on him the greatest honor in the world when his father had placed a Bible in his hands when David was a baby. Keenly aware that death does not change the fact that he and his father still share the same heavenly Father, David Burnham took his place behind what once was his father's pulpit and read these words from Romans 8, verses 35 to 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? Nay, as it is written in Psalm 42, verse 22, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, which are the all things of Romans 8, 28, we are more than conquerors. We overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us so. For I am convinced, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, some things put all things into perspective. Beyond this life, there is a better life ahead. And because there's nothing more powerful than God, there is no condemnation and no separation from Jesus Christ our Lord for God's conquering sheep. During World War II, an ocean liner left an English port and sailed for America. The crossing was dangerous because of enemy subs and cruisers. Even so, the captain was given these orders: keep straight on course. Turn aside for nothing. He was given a special code. He was told, if you need help, send a wireless message in this code. After a few days, an enemy cruiser was sighted. The captain became concerned and sent a message using that code: enemy cruiser sighted. What should I do? Immediately, a message came in reply: keep straight on. I'm standing by. No help could be seen, but that captain kept straight on. He reached his port in America safely. Upon arriving at port, he looked back toward the ocean and saw a protecting naval vessel follow him into port. Life has its obstacles and its dangers. It's difficult, desperate, and threatening at times. And we do experience trials in life. Yet during those times, what we need to do is engage some wireless communication and pray to God. We need to say to God, Lord, what should I do? And then with Bible in hand, we need to refer back to Romans chapter 8, 35 to 37, and recognize that this God whose love is never separated from us will never leave us or forsake us. That the God who is with us now will be with us forever.